straight eight. Kill everybody, fuck a AK. Sell narcotics and step my dollars up to Bill Gates. Push our limits, you looking timid, need to back off. Punk ass cops, some crackers want us with our black off. Thug like niggas is 96, I want the gang bang. Few years later, I'm really from it, we were still kids. Crack off, nigga, I'm squeezing empty till the shell break. Fuck my image, I need to drop, I need the
blank face. Hey!
Damage from my mechanics, keep it two ways. Sell narcotics and slinging diamonds with your back.
Randall Terrence.
Commas, you with your riders, with your backbone. I'm Andy Klein.
Sitting in us today, we got Mr.
Not Tim Miller himself, Herbie Gill. What's up?
Herbie Gill. And also to my left, we got
Elton Howard Jr.
Pop, pop.
Quiet storming it.
Pew, pew.
Elton, actually.
What's hey, up, girl.
Pew, pew.
Hey. It's me, Elton.
What's up, ladies?
Pew, pew.
What's up, girl?
What's up, ladies?
So yeah. Three guys on plus one, so we're four. Happy to be here with you guys.
Popping abs.
Pew, pew.
Yeah.
Pew, pew.
Yeah.
We are popping abs.
Elton was supposed to be on the podcast last week. Let's explain.
Last week, he just got here now.
Well, here's what happened. Yeah. Here's what happened. Last week, because of scheduling issues, we couldn't record our normal. We usually record at 1 o'clock-ish on Saturdays. Last week, we had scheduling issues, so we recorded 6:45 p.m. That was the time to meet to record.
Yes.
We had Petey sitting in, and we asked Elton also to come sit in. And everything was set the night before. Everyone was like, yeah, see you tomorrow. Can't wait to talk about Prince. And then at 6:45, I was driving in my car, like a minute away from Randolph's place. I got a text saying, I'm not going to make it. I just woke up. You just woke up at 6:45 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I had a long nap.
It's a pop-pop nap.
It was. Yeah, I am a grandfather, so it was a long nap.
Lay on your side with your hand in between your legs.
I had a long nap. No, I had a pillow. I had a pillow.
Lay on your side, put a pillow between your legs.
I had a pillow between my legs.
I like that within the last...
Knees pulled up.
Within the last 3 minutes, Elton has chosen Schoolboy Q to open the podcast and claimed grandfather status.
Yeah.
That's what happens with grandpas right now.
I'm a hip. I'm a pretty hip grandfather.
Well, not anymore because you use the word hip.
That's fair. Oh, you are right. I guess that makes...
I'm with it. I'm hip.
Yeah, man, we brought you on to talk about Prince. So what did you think of everything that Prince went through? What did you think?
It
doesn't matter what you think.
Did he really set me up like that?
Oh, I totally fell for that.
Yeah, I was like, ain't that about a bitch?
It's been so long.
Well, my favorite song is International Lover.
International Lover. That's kind of describes you.
Well, Prince doesn't have any grandfather songs. I am.
No.
That's dangerous.
Pussy Control.
What are you doing?
I used to do the same thing.
Get ready to pick Randolph up.
You have to explain what's going on. People can't see.
Oh, Randolph is pouring some honey whiskey into a...
Honey
bourbon.
Into a 22-ounce glass.
Into a 22-ounce glass filled with flavored beer.
Elton, do you... Elton, do you
cider?
Do you find
that shit ain't cider?
Do you find
beer.
That coincidentally, when people are in your presence, they tend to drink more?
I see that everybody but you, because you're clean. You don't
right.
You don't drink anything.
Yeah, I've managed to avoid. You might get me started.
not now.
It's interesting possibility.
Keep that liver healthy.
Yeah, I'll keep my liver healthy.
Your song is International Lover.
My favorite Prince song, International Love. I mean, I have a ton, but
you
I like
got no grandfather songs.
Because that song, when I was in the Army, one of my Army buddies had an extensive Prince collection, and this was in the early 90s.
Okay,
and he had an extended version of that song, and it was so beautiful because it just went on and on. Because Prince has a lot of extended versions of his songs that are not on his albums. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful.
So that was the one. That was the one that.
Yeah, because it's like he's like, the cockpit is now open. This is the seduction 747.
Oh, this is before you were a grandfather for sure.
Yeah, I was. Yeah.
You're just a father.
Yeah, I was just a father in the early 90s.
In your early 20s.
Yeah.
In your late teens.
In my late. Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
All right.
Purple.
All right. Herbie, what's been going on with you?
Nothing. I just came back from Petey's podcast. Shout out to Petey Steele, Steelborn DC.
Steelborn FM is the podcast.
And Sock Puppet Nation, apparently.
Yeah, yeah.
Which
yeah.
I don't think that's I count as a Sock Puppet.
No, you
I'm a legacy.
No, you predate Sock Puppets.
By the way, I heard, shout out to Courtney Farrington and his partner, whose name slips my mind.
Shalewa?
Shalewa. yeah. on Rod's podcast discussing the Thug Passion show.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And Rod tried to put the label of sock puppet on Courtney. Courtney tried to explain to him, and rightly so, by the way. Courtney predates the sock puppet nation. So there are people who predate that.
Sock puppets came from maybe just not even 2 years ago. One of our listeners, this is when Tim was starting to not be on as much because, you know, he's trying to raise his daughter.
Yeah.
And so usually people would say, hey, Andy Randolph, Tim, or whatever combination of those names in their emails. And then an email came in, hey, Randolph, Andy, and whatever sock puppet is sitting in for Tim today.
Ah.
So whoever was starting to sit in on the podcast in that era became a mm-hmm. sock puppet.
Yeah.
And then Haywood became sock puppet number one. And one of our fans actually sent us a T-shirt.
Yeah, I saw that.
It says sock puppet number one. So we didn't really designate the term, or we didn't even really put Haywood in number one slot.
Yeah. But I can't be a sock puppet because I predate the daughter.
Oh, you predate. Yeah, you predate the daughter. So, and so does Courtney, Mike Eltringham, and all the people.
Yeah, I was telling Petey it was from my old house.
Yeah.
And I would when I was leaving or something like that, that's where the Herbie Gills came from.
Herbie Gills.
I was trying to be quiet and not disturbed.
Because you live with Tim. And so you would just be trying to sneak out the door.
Or sneak in.
Sneak in, yeah.
And you never made it.
Nah, not at all.
Herbie Gills.
No, which is fine. Though. But anyway.
That was back when you used to sleep till 6:45.
Yeah.
I wasn't sleeping.
You guys jealous you can't get no sleep? I got some sleep. It was a nap.
I don't sleep till 6:45.
That was all defensive.
Of course. I got all the pressure off me. But no, I was on his podcast when we were talking about Prince. I had a weird week with that because I was in the Stardome in Birmingham for the first time since college. And it was a bad week. Like, I was eating my balls pretty heavily.
Okay.
So, well, the first show was all right. The second show was just dog shit. And then the third day, I wake up. And it was on the Weather Channel, and I find out Prince died on the Weather Channel, which is for real. I'm like, how? Yeah. Like, why are they saying this on the Weather Channel? Oh, he did do Purple Rain, and sometimes it snows in April. Fair right. enough. But
did they tie that in? Like, there's no Purple Rain over Minnesota today.
They didn't, but I was just more like checking other outlets and stuff like that because now I've been taught not to believe news.
Right.
But it was something where, like, after I did the last show, and it was a kind of a rough show, I came back and I had, like, a small, like, 375 milliliter bottle of bourbon.
Right.
And there was nothing to do because nobody was hanging out. And I was just sitting there drinking bourbon, watching a bunch of Prince stuff, which was great. And it's one of those things that you don't realize how much it affects you until...
A single salty tear in your eye?
Oh, worse than that. When Purple Rain came, I just lost it. I don't know what happened. I think it was just the culmination of the week and me not expecting this to hit me as much as it did.
Yeah.
And I'm just watching clips of him dropping on
concerts. What Elton just did right there?
What?
Why don't you just scream faggot at him?
You
see what he just did right there? This is why brothers aren't allowed to cry.
That's all right.
I cried too.
What?
I'll knock you flat in the street and then weep over your lifeless body.
No, why my body got to be lifeless? I'm gonna get it.
Oh, because I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Oh, but,
are you quoting a Prince song right there?
No, I'm quoting Ray.
Ray Charles. But,
de facto Ray. But no, it was something that, like, because I was talking to a lot of people about it. I talked to Rob for the first time in a long time because I know he's a huge Prince fan.
Rob Mayer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it is one of those things where, like, you can't even say in his declining years because they don't exist.
Yeah,
like,
he never did.
Always been amazing. Well,
Andy ran it down best, and I was thinking about that the other day, that there's some guys who, the guy's a good front man, but he can't write music. The guy's a good writer, but he can't sing.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a good musician, but he can't dance. Guy's mm-hmm. a good dancer, but that's all he can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy could do everything. And I was thinking about it the other day. I said, I'll give you one better. He also produced his own music.
Right, and wrote a bunch of stuff for other people that became hits.
All of his songs were produced and written by him.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know, so even that, so he still has that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Yeah, but he probably couldn't play a trombone very well.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know what he couldn't do?
He had
couldn't
limitations.
Blend well. That's what he couldn't do.
He probably couldn't dunk.
There's some people that argue that.
Yeah.
But, Yeah, like did you see the thing about the top 10 songs that he wrote that you didn't know he wrote?
Yes.
Now, I knew most of them, and Sheila E. and Moore's Day doesn't count because, of course, he wrote those.
Right,
right.
But, like, I didn't know the Stand Back Stevie Nicks, that was his.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah.
And, or
Chaka Khan.
Or Shaka Khan. Yeah, the Chaka Khan one I didn't know. That one threw me for a loop. But like I knew Manic Monday was his and a couple other ones. Manic Monday. But it's like he just knew how to. And I was just amazed for two reasons. Number one, he just pretty much did whatever he wanted. And he could, which is interesting that you lose both Bowie and Prince. That same level of weirdness and influence in the same year.
Right.
But also, I love anybody that just has a lot of weird, enigmatic stories about him. And he has a bunch of weird stories about him that yeah. just become Prince lore. I'm like, I would love to just have a book of a bunch of Prince stories because they're all so interesting.
Yeah.
Somebody... I've heard this from a couple other people. I think there's a comic that does this too, but... said she saw Prince on a bus in Minnesota.
Well, we've all heard that story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know who Prince is?
Do you know who Prince story is?
Yeah.
Princess.
Did you hear the Will I Am one?
No, I saw Michael that Jackson one floating one? Around.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of cool because Will I Am was like Michael Jackson called them because they was performing and Prince was gonna perform with him. And Michael said, "I want to come and see y'all, but Prince gonna be there. Think that's gonna
pretty
be
sure
okay.
He didn't talk like that.
But I'm just saying that's what Will. That's how Will.
He probably didn't say like, "Hey, Will, suck, Willie, Will I?"
And it's like, "Well, I don't want nobody to see me." So what happened was Michael Jackson came, but he was put in a VIP section, and Prince knew he was there. So Prince was playing the bass, bump, 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 and bump, bump, and he was walking off stage, and he walked up to Michael Jackson and was playing the bass in his face and put his leg
like blocking him.
Yeah, put his foot on the chair and after the show. And then he just walked away. Michael said, "Oh wow, why Prince playing the guitar in my face?"
I was just watching a bunch of clips of him dropping in on concerts, which was just always great.
Yeah.
But there was one, I love Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, and she like, I've never really seen a show of hers, and it was a like 9-minute clip where she does a lot of the work in a concert by herself, which is amazing. Like, and she's active, and she's an older lady. She just got off of cancer diagnosis.
Probably grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, probably has to sleep a lot.
But goes crazy. But she's going crazy in the show, and it's like only like 7 minutes into it or something, Prince comes out. And I love the fact that it's like, yo, it's Prince. He wants to get on stage. Give him a guitar. Like, there's no, right. Well, we don't know if he can do that. Like, he's going to do it. And he always comes in and does like 2 minutes or something and then just walks
and
away
doesn't
and
show
disappear.
Off.
No, he doesn't. No, he just he
I read
just
the
loves
one
to
about
play.
My guitar gently weeps.
Oh yeah, he showed off on that one.
Well,
he destroyed
here's
them.
Why I read the whole thing is like he showed up for the rehearsal, which he very rarely would do. And everybody was like, "Is he even going to show up?" And he shows up for the rehearsal, and then this other guy at the rehearsal, somebody else's lead guitarist, started playing the solos note for note.
Mm-hmm.
So the guy who was doing the whole thing was like, "You know, we're going to have Prince play these solos."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other guitarist, I guess, felt like, nah, fuck that. Yeah. I'm playing the solo.
I learned these. I'm playing
the solo. So Prince just hung back. He talked to, like, Tom Petty's drummer used to play in Average White
Steve
Band.
Steve Ferrone?
So,
no, that's not Tom Petty's.
His name is Ferrone.
That is, okay.
And he used to play in the Average White Band. And he was like, he saw Prince, and he was like, he did like everybody does, like, I don't know if I should talk to Prince. You know, and he was like, "Hey, Prince, I'm Steve Ferrone." And he goes, "Yeah, I know you are." And then as he was sitting there playing, Prince started playing an Average White Band song, the guitar hook from an Average White Band song. He was looking at him while he was playing it. He was like, just let him know, I know who you are.
Right.
I'm not just saying this shit. You know, he talked to Tom Petty, and he had all these conversations. So he just standing around. So while this guy's playing his solos, Tom Petty's like, "Yo, fucking get in there." Prince just hung back. Didn't do anything in the rehearsal, just hung back. Didn't make it to the next rehearsal, and then just came in the next day and was like, "Oh, yeah, uh-huh."
Yeah. Right. And I saw Rachel Nichols talking about this that day, too, where it's okay. Like, I got to look at the clip again to see it to be sure. But when he finished that solo, just threw the guitar up. And
yeah,
they never saw it come down.
He had somebody catch it.
Probably the same dude that he had to lean on to lean back into the crowd like
right.
He always does. It's
that
always
dude,
a plan.
Yeah. That's his job.
Had somebody catch it. Nobody knew that. Nobody knew that was going to happen.
He's like, "Oh, like, yeah, what do you put on your taxes? I'm a Prince catcher."
You guys are showmen and a half.
Damn.
The guy's a showman and a half. You know?
I love stories that Sean told me about Gabbert, where he's... What's that? Where he was talking about how he was writing a fight song for the Minnesota Vikings
about how he got fired?
That they didn't get to use.
Hold on.
Oh.
I saw that. The ping pong story?
The ping pong story?
Yeah. Jimmy Fallon had a story.
He has a couple of stories, I think.
It was him and, well, Questlove was involved too, but yeah. Prince wanted to like play ping pong
with Jimmy Fallon.
With Jimmy Fallon. Just randomly. Susan Sarandon has a ping pong club in New York.
That I knew about.
So
I never heard of this one.
She was dating a ping pong guy.
Yeah.
9245?
Ping pong guys don't get dates. So
they love the game. Tim Robbins for some little young ping pong boy.
So Jimmy Fallon got arranged this thing with Prince to play him in ping pong. So then Jimmy Fallon shows up just randomly, you know, just late at night one night. They play. Prince is good. And on the last shot, Prince is like game point. He hits it like this perfect shot that goes off the end of the table and flies back behind Fallon. Fallon turns around to kind of retrieve the ball, and he turns back around. Prince is gone. He's just gone.
And he just left him?
Yeah. He's just gone. He's just disappeared.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Jimmy Fallon's like, where'd he go?
And then Questlove saw him. Questlove was getting there about the same point, and he walked up to Prince's car, and Prince's window came down. And I forget what he said. He said something.
He said, what happened?
Get on the mic.
He said, what happened? And Prince is like, ask your boy.
And then the window goes back up.
That's not it.
But Prince was in heels.
Ask your boy.
And Jimmy walked in the club, and Prince is just right there waiting for him.
Ask your boy.
Oh, yeah. My God. I love every... Like, the story Gabbert told was about, like, he was watching a Minnesota Vikings game in a skybox by himself, and he'll only watch the game in profile. So, like, he's just watching it from the side the whole time.
Show my good side.
Yeah, I love weird crap like that. Because in all these stories, you can't really even say anything bad about Prince. They're just weird stories.
Yeah, he just likes to fuck with people.
Oh, man. That's the greatest part of celebrity
in my opinion. How when the story resurfaced, how he kicked Kim Kardashian off the stage.
Oh, yeah, they showed that video. That video.
I remember when that came out. We were living in New York when that happened. He did the garden for 3 days. 3 days, and every night people went, and then all these videos popped up on YouTube for like 2 days afterwards, and then they all got taken down. But there was videos of CeeLo, because CeeLo opened. There was videos of CeeLo singing, and then there was all these videos of Prince taking people out of the audience. He would call people up out of the audience, get your head, and he would just yell at them, get your ass off my stage. And he told her, come up on stage. She didn't dance at all. He kicked her ass off. That shit was so funny. Throw ass off this stage. He had Questlove come up on stage and play cowbell.
Yeah. Play just a cowbell.
Cowbell, yeah. Come up here and play that.
Yeah. You see the story of the
played the
DJ
shit
story?
Out of that cowbell. What sort?
The DJ story. It's on YouTube. They made a cartoon with it where he was going on a blind date with some girl, and they were going to go to a Prince concert. Now, he knew of Prince, or they knew each other through managers or something like that. So he was trying to get tickets, and they said, okay, he's going to bring 10 friends, and all he could get with this
the Questlove story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This crazy pink stretch limo or something like that. And he realizes that, oh, I only bought 10 tickets. I didn't think about myself in this.
Yes, 10 so plus Questlove. Yeah.
So he tried to call Prince's manager and say, like, listen, I miscounted. I didn't include myself. And while he's on the phone trying to get this done, Prince just rolls up, like driving way too fast in a golf cart, just driving through there, and like screeches next to him. And he tells him about the thing, and he says, "All right, well, we don't have any seats, so they put him on a like chair next to the stage." So his blind date is somewhere in the crowd, and he's next to the stage. But then afterwards, or sometime during the concert, his manager says, "Hey, Prince wants you to throw a party for him." And he's like, it's 8 o'clock. How am I going to find a venue and all that other stuff? So Questlove talks to his manager, gets his manager to find some place. And Prince wants to play pool. So now they have to find a place and bring a pool table up 3 flights to the VIP.
Oh, shit.
So he gets there. And when he's getting there, he really thinks, oh, well, Prince will probably be into a lot of James Brown and stuff like that. He's just playing pool in the back, playing all his bandmates and just killing them.
Yeah,
just playing pool, and he's like, "Oh, I bet he'd be really into Fela Kuti, so I'm gonna play some Fela Kuti records." And he was playing it, and he's looking at Prince, and Prince just makes no expression, and he just goes, "Play something else." So he's like, "Oh, maybe he just didn't like the vibe of this one. I could play something a little bit more upbeat." Plays another Fela Kuti album, and still no expression. He whispers to his manager. Manager comes over to Questlove and says, "Hey, play this. It's a blank DVD case." And he opens it up, and it's Finding Nemo inside. It's a DVD of Finding Nemo. And he's like, so you want this as background or something like that? I guess I could play this as background. So he still has his record playing, and he plays Finding Nemo in the background. And then the manager comes up, and he's like, oh, you could turn the music off. So he's like, did I just get fired by a cartoon fish? And he had to play that. And he says, later on, the blind date, his girlfriend of 3 years, they go to some place where Prince is having a party, and it's nothing but Fela Kuti playing everywhere.
he wasn't in the mood.
This is Fela Kuti.
Yeah. Water, you have no enemy or something, right? Water, no get enemy. I have mad Fela.
Yeah, Prince would have liked this, I think.
Yeah.
What is it, jazz?
It's South African. It's jazz and African. It's
remember when they used to call this world music?
World
music.
Yes. Oh, is that
what it is? Starbucks.
Shit that is not from the States, basically, or Europe.
This sounds
shit
a little
that a young white girl has on her DVD or her iPod.
Yeah. College girl.
I'd like to sponsor somebody from here.
Who just moved from Nebraska.
Music was basically non-American. Not North American or European. So brown people from not the U.S.
Okay, because you can't twerk to that.
Like, even like reggae, I've seen classified as world music. That's just a generic, like, they don't look like us music.
They look like us.
Keep that rolling. Do we have any emails?
We do. We have three, maybe?
Let's do one.
Three, maybe four. Let me check.
Maybe he was just staring at him because he was processing it.
Here's the beautiful thing about Prince. No one gets inside the mind of Prince. And I love that about him.
Processing it.
Like, it's like, I love the thing that's like, Prince was homophobic. And it's like, you could say that all you want, because there is a gigantic glut of people who could argue fairly convincingly that Prince is gay.
Yeah.
He was all things to all people. He could, like... Petey and I were talking about, remember when he had the ass out pants?
Oh, yeah.
He had the ass out pants, and he could still sleep with your mama. You wouldn't even be mad at him. He's just like, all right, man, it's Prince. What you going to do, man?
He didn't like, he just liked being around gay people. I said, I'm just guessing. My guess would be that gay dudes come at him all the time.
Gay dudes probably come at him with... They could probably come like at him force. Like straight dudes when they're self-sabotaging with other girls.
Yeah.
Where they're like, damn, mommy, damn. Yeah. Look at those assless jeans.
That would be my guess. So he's like, I just can't be around gay guys.
If he brought that out of straight dudes, you know gay dudes was like, they were their worst selves around him.
What we got?
We got two emails, actually.
This
we got
is
one
actually
from
hype.
Jay.
What is this one called?
Water, no get enemy. It's nine minutes long.
I think I gave this to you. Did you? Yeah, I gave
you.
Yes, you did.
You sure did.
I got a lot of failure.
Yes, you did.
Jay says, hey, fam, just wanted to shout you guys out for doing what you do. Just because you don't have the jet don't mean I don't want you to have the jet. And just because I can't buy you that jet don't mean y'all don't deserve that jet.
This dude's a pimp every day of the week.
Yep.
Keep bringing the flames every week. I don't know much about the whole Ghost in the Shell thing with Scarlett Johansson, but first of all, why don't you want to see Scarlett? Wish she would start another anime movie I recall from my college days, Ninja Scroll. There was this bad bitch who had to poison Punani, and the overall scumminess of the Japanese characters was delightful. Look it up when you can. I digress, because that's what I do, but I love my 3GO fam. Yo, I want to come to the D.C. area and witness Andy, Randolph, Haywood, or Petey doing stand-up. Send me some dates, and I will drive from Jersey to check you out. Later, Jay. We'll post some dates. We're bad about that. But also, you could see Elton and Tim Miller do stand-up.
you can see me.
You don't have to limit it to just the funny ones.
Oh, snack.
No, Tim's funny.
I was about to be like, why didn't you include me in it? And I'm like, I was glad at the end of it. I should have just... Yeah, that was
it's
good.
Just, it's fun to roast Elton for some reason. We should stop doing it.
Because his expression never changes.
Because we invited him to the show.
Obviously. Yeah. That sucks.
I think they stopped making fun of me so much because I just take it. I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right.
It's not funny. We got an email from Jen.
Come on, Jen.
Hey, it's
just
Jen.
Jenny.
No, it's one of our other Jens.
Okay.
What's up, Jen?
We have a few Jens.
Hey, girl.
Hey, it's Jen, and I haven't written in quite a while. Just stopping by to say a few things. One, I'll drop a few coins in y'all cookie jar when I get a chance.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Nicely thanked.
Two, have y'all heard about the Whiteness Project? It's interestingly hilarious.
Yes, and I tapped out. I tried to watch it a little bit. It just gets me mad. So
experience being white. Oh, he just started singing.
So how many minutes in?
4.5 minutes.
What are you going?
Jen also says, number three, I had heard about Put Some Respect on My Name all week, but didn't know where it started until listening to your podcast.
Some respect on my name.
Thanks for catching me up, and now I'm in the know. LOL, that clip was so funny.
With the with the crying quiver.
Did you see?
Y'all gonna put some respect on my name.
I didn't see the crying quiver.
Oh, it's crying.
I thought it was gonna be more to it than that video. And then I'm mad because I've been doing the the C Lab respect knuckles thing forever. So now it's like they gonna put respect back on it because of what he just did.
I'm not gonna say no more.
No. Said no more. Put some respect on it, playboy.
Number four. Jen says, I attached two screenshots of what Ralphie May said on Twitter before deleting some of his tweets. He kept saying the video, which we talked about, was out of context, and that's not truly who he is. Then why did he say this? That's all him in his own words. He basically just doubled down on what he said during his bit. And here are his tweets. One, he says, am I the one that caused that? The erosion of your culture. What's your responsibility to your own people?
What?
It's in response. I'm going to pull up the whole screenshot. There's four tweets on the screenshot.
What's your responsibility to your own people? There is a responsibility to your own people.
I skipped a couple. He says, ever evil people who had no respect for the land, animals, the water, or the air. Genocide was the American way.
That's true.
But you still have the burden to bear. Alcoholism still runs rampant, as does crystal meth. Am I the one that caused that?
Alcoholism is a disease, fuckface.
Am I the one that caused that?
No, erosion? But you can exasperate the problem, fuckface.
The erosion of your culture.
Now I'm mad. I was on the dude's side for a minute.
What's I don't even know what's going on anymore. Who is this?
Hold
speaking?
On, let me finish these. What's your responsibility to your own people? And then the next one. It was a rant that began or ended with, I'm still mad at Indians because Dances with Wolves beat Goodfellas at the Oscars. That was the punchline. And I guess he deleted those tweets.
Coward.
He is a coward. That's my biggest problem with him. I said that on the podcast previously. It's like if you build yourself as this incorrect person. That's how he builds himself.
Right.
Well, you can't run away from the shit that you say. Nick DiPaolo's at the draft house last night. I abhor the shit that Nick DiPaolo says on stage. I would never say that he can't say anything that he says on stage.
And I do find him funny.
I abhor it. He's funny. I abhor it. I've talked to him in length.
Yeah, he's always been cool.
I wouldn't do nothing with him. I wouldn't go nowhere with him. But he doesn't run away from the things he said. He was walking people left and right. He doesn't run away from it.
Jimmy Carr doesn't do that either.
He's just like, this is who I am. And okay.
Yeah, people still come out.
You know, so this guy, all of a sudden the money stops. The money looks like it might get fucked off. Now you want to apologize and do this and do that. Fuck that. Fuck that, man. That's no conviction in your statement, in what you believe in.
I mean, but he's not.
You hold yourself out as Mr. Politically Incorrect. He's the one who holds
Ralphie May is supposed to be
politically incorrect.
He's got like five CDs with
that. He's the one that's like, yeah, I said it.
Somewhere in the title, that's in the title. Politically Just Correct, I think is the name of one of them. You know, I hate political correctness. Okay, then if this is how you want to be, then if it comes to snap you in the ass, don't then turn around and say, I didn't really mean that.
But he didn't. These tweets that were deleted went beyond, I didn't really mean that. Sorry if it was. These tweets went into attack mode.
Yeah.
Ever evil people who had no respect for the land, animals, the water, or the air. Genocide was the American way, but you still have the burden to bear. Alcoholism still runs rampant, as does crystal meth.
Alcoholism is a disease.
Am I the one that caused that? Well,
your ancestors.
The erosion of your culture. Am I the one that caused that? What's your responsibility to your own people?
And the
what was this for?
And besides the way he says the erosion of the erosion of their culture. They have held on to their culture through their culture trying to be taken from them and destroyed, and they have held on to it successfully.
Really?
So I would have to say that it hasn't been eroded.
So he's talking about Native Americans?
Yeah.
He had a rant.
I'm just lost. I don't know what's going on here.
We got to catch people up. Yeah. Someone isolated a clip of him from one of his old stand-up like DVDs or something from years ago, where he goes on this long rant against Native Americans. He's, you know, says, you're all alcoholics, you know, just all these kinds of just shots he takes. And then the clip cuts off. It went, I don't know, semi-viral. A show that he was going to do, I think, in Minnesota got canceled.
Oh, yeah.
he came out and said, well, that wasn't the whole thing. The bit was...
It was just a joke. You know what they do.
Well, here's what he said, though.
It's just a joke.
He said, the whole rant was like, it culminated me just... The reason I'm mad is that Dances with Wolves beat Goodfellas for the Oscar in 92. It's one of those, like, I'm over the top mad about this thing.
And yeah, that's and the big the thing reveal. Is small.
Yeah, that's the big reveal. So he sort of explained that. He didn't actually post the original bit, which I thought was... if you're going to explain it, just post it.
Yeah, like, why not? You know, let people decide the context
especially
in which...
It's 10 years ago. It's not like you're still doing it.
Yeah.
So he had this apology. Hi, I'm Ralphie May. I'm really sorry if people...
Hi, I'm Ralphie May.
I'm Ralphie May. So,
was he out of breath?
he was... Brown. Yeah. So he was contrite and sorry, and he said he would take all... If we have this show, I'll take all the money and give it to some cause or whatever, blah, blah, blah. So... He played that part. He didn't really go on the offensive. But then on Twitter, he was going back and forth with people. I guess these tweets I just read were deleted ultimately. But thanks, Jen, for sending those to us.
Yeah, thanks.
Tweets never get... They can never really be fully deleted.
No, because it's a screen.
Because it's the internet.
Yeah.
Picture. It's a screenshot.
Yeah. So that's the Ralphie May story.
Yeah. It's just, you know, I was with him. Up until he started with the bullshit, it's just joking. I'm like, you hold yourself up. Don't say nothing. Just be like, yes, to what I said. And
yeah, listen to the whole bit. Here's the whole bit.
Here's the whole bit.
Make your own decision.
Fuck it. You decide.
Right.
I'm just saying, nothing I do is meant out of hatred. Is just meant to make people laugh. And here it is. There you go.
He could have did that. He didn't go that route. You don't like it?
You don't like
it? Y'all watch the draft?
Respect?
No.
Hell no.
Respect it.
I didn't watch either. You know about the kid, Tunsil.
Laramie Tunsil.
I didn't know about this until I saw people putting, like, they put the Jordan crying meme on a gas mask photo.
That's funny.
And I didn't understand it. But what I do see is it the Dolphins that drafted him?
They drafted him alone.
Which sucks because the last time they had a high-ticket person was Ricky Williams, who left also because of weed.
Yeah. Well, we got to explain the story.
Well, the weed is not really...
We got to explain the story. Right. Laramie Tunsil was projected to be a high draft pick.
5 or 6.
Top 10 for sure. Yeah. Possibly in the top 5 or at least around that 5-6 range. On draft night, like right before, right when the draft is getting started, a video surfaces of him smoking weed out of a bong that's attached to a gas mask.
Very creative. White boy shit. Yeah. That's white boy shit. That's very creative white boy shit.
And people are like, there's a Confederate flag behind him. It's an Ole Miss flag.
It's an Ole Miss flag.
Which has stars and bars on it, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that's that video just hits it from his Twitter account. Like someone got his Twitter password and posted this video of him smoking weed on his Twitter account. The Ravens, who were picking at like 6 and likely would have picked him, took him off their draft board completely. Not his value has diminished, but we're not even going to touch this loser. You know,
well, they can't really deal with any more bad press. So
yeah. Well, I mean, Ray Lewis was a team captain.
The pick the video years ago, by the way.
But he was acquitted. Ray Lewis was acquitted.
Yeah, but what about what's his face?
She hit him first.
Ray Rice?
but he hit her last. I mean, are you kidding?
Well, that's all it took.
This is weed, though.
It's weed.
It's not hitting or killing. It's fucking
weed. It's legal.
It's legal.
But it's against the drug policy of the NFL.
It's the antiquated.
How about this? The NFL was very happy to tell everybody how all the people who came to the combine passed the drug test. Which means he passed the drug test.
Video was probably a few years old.
It's 2 years old.
Okay, so
the video's 2 years old.
But there was that was the first thing. So this video comes out, and then like the NFL's all this, you know, character issues. Meanwhile, all these players smoke weed because it helps them dull the pain.
With pain, it helps them with pain.
Better than opiates.
Yeah. So then,
way better.
Then
ask Prince.
He falls back. Well, it wasn't better than for Prince. Yeah.
Fuck with opiates. Opiate.
So then on his Instagram account, more screenshots surface of text conversations between him and one of his coaches in college. He's saying, my mother needs help with her utility bill. I need help paying my rent.
I need $300.
$300. And the coach kind of acknowledging.
Coach
and
is like,
you know,
I got you.
So, again, a violation. But I think you're not going to pay the players. I mean, yeah, this happens.
This is what happens. Yeah.
They should get a stipend or something.
So the Dolphins drafted him, I think, at 13 ultimately. Mm-hmm. But it's estimated that he lost about $7 million in salary from that fall in the draft. Mm-hmm. So then, he of course, he's finding out about it as he's doing interviews for being drafted. They're like, oh, have you seen your Instagram account? He's like, no. So they tell him about that. While on ESPN radio, they tell him what's going on with his Instagram. So it turns out that maybe his stepfather might be. His stepfather sued him
here's
the night before the draft.
Is that the stepfather beat up his mother.
Mm-hmm. Like a year ago.
So therefore, he did to his stepfather what I would have done.
Mm-hmm. Whooped his stepfather's ass.
Whooped his stepfather's ass. And now his stepfather's trying to get some get back.
But even
like
before,
like a groupie hoe.
You
don't watch Ballers, man? Like, but
even before the Twitter stuff, like 2 nights or a night before the draft, the stepfather files a lawsuit against him.
Yeah.
Right on the eve of the draft. He had a year to do this.
So he was actively trying to destroy this dude's career.
So it's if you connect the dots.
Because he can't jump on him, clearly.
Right. No, that did not work last time.
But it's not confirmed the stepfather did this, but everyone assumes the stepfather.
Right. But I think the big deal is the fact that he acknowledged it.
Well, also during a press conference after the draft, they kept hounding him with questions like, did you take money from your coaches? And he was like, honestly, yeah. And then like someone came up and said, no more questions, and they ushered him away. So he sort of copped to it. He said the video was something that was a few years old. Mm-hmm. Deadspin came out and said someone over the last couple weeks had been trying to sell them that video through their tips email address. So, you know, hey, you want a video of a top five prospect? Blah, blah, blah. So someone had been trying to capitalize on this for a while. They probably couldn't sell it, ultimately decided just to post it, and they had this guy's password. So.
Wow.
It's not fair that when people are trying to be pillars of upstanding moral fortitude or whatever the hell it is, like, they don't place a very high premium on integrity if they can hang you with it. You know, like, they could easily just been like, all right, well, it's a couple years old. We acknowledge it. We acknowledge there was some stuff. We'll deal with that in separate investigations. And there's going to be no leniency to him or to what happened to him just because he told the truth about it. Mm-hmm. And like seems unfair.
Well, he doesn't. The thing is, he doesn't get reprimanded for taking money. The people who give him the money reprimanded.
Is true.
And the school gets reprimanded.
Yeah, but here's the thing: is that they're like. They're like, well, it's you know, well, he took money from the school. I'm like, you can do nothing to him now.
You can't do anything to him.
He's not going to your school anymore.
Yeah. No, and he helped you out if you are trying to make a witch hunt. Like, he did something for you. Do him a solid.
Hey, we need you to come in here and talk to us. No.
He could easily just say no. Like, what can you do to him?
But if you're not going to draft him, have him on your team because he smoked a little weed in college and took a few $100 to help out his mother and his rent. Then you might as well just fire everybody on your team.
Yeah.
Because they all did that shit.
Yeah.
You know, to be all high and mighty about it.
Yeah.
While mid-season, you're probably trying to force players with concussions back into the game.
You want to put them back in the game. You're giving guys who have turf toe, you're giving them shots and just something, look, just make it to the offseason and you can have the surgery. Mm-hmm. You're giving them turf toe. You got guys who are in pain. You just say, hey, go see the doctor. And then the doctor
corruption of owners
him,
and front offices.
Prescribes them the fucking opiates. Mm. Isn't this going to damage my liver?
You won't be playing by then, so we don't care. Enjoy it.
Who cares?
And then Roger Goodell stands his ass up there. And
does he still have his job, by the way?
Because he makes the owner's money. Roger Goodell works for the owners. Mm. He doesn't work for anybody else.
That's it.
And under his leadership, it's the NFL has grown leaps and bounds. He makes the owner's money. They don't give a fuck.
That is a very good political system.
Don't give a fuck. You know, so he is a piece of shit, as my wife just rushed by and said.
But it's like for years they've been saying that.
I think it's exciting that he stood up there. It makes draft day exciting. No, it don't. Get that boy off the stage.
It's the reason why Luke Wilson is playing you in a movie. Like, it's not good.
when that shit comes out, there's no reason for him to go on stage. Here's as far as you can. You go on stage, you take the hat. You wave to the crowd, and then you are off. Mm-hmm. You are off. Go. Don't talk to nobody. You send some handlers with him. Mm-hmm. He talks to no one. Put people around him. Go be with your family. Don't talk to nobody. Nobody. Don't
do they have a program in the NFL that teaches you how to deal with?
Yes, they do. After the draft, the rookie symposium. You got to get drafted first.
Yeah. See, in the NBA, they have that before you even get drafted.
So let's say that Roger Goodell calls himself one of the adults in the room. Then the adult should have known, okay, we're not going to have this. We're not going to have anybody talk to this boy right now. Mm-hmm. No one talks to him. No one talks to him. Just take him away. Mm-hmm. Take him away. Go buy him something to eat. You know he's hungry.
Chris Christie, the presidential former presidential candidate, was on some radio show, and he said when the video surfaced, he said, "When I was a prosecutor, I would have gone in and cuffed this guy.
Oh, bullshit!
He would have walked up on stage and arrested. First of all, a prosecutor." If you did that, you're an idiot.
They're not going to let you derail a show like that.
You'd have come on stage, that boy would have punched you, and then you would have had a reason to arrest him.
Well, he can't do the arrest. He's a prosecutor. He's not a cop.
He's just talking shit.
So, but he thinks the guy should have been arrested on the spot.
For the
weed video.
From 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You have no basis.
Good luck making it. Yeah, he's a prosecutor. Good luck making it.
First of all, you don't even know if it was actually weed.
Yeah.
You don't know what state it took place in. You don't know if you have the authority to go prosecute or to cuff the guy.
Yeah.
What are you going to just
You're never
going to
see
op.
A return on them.
Yeah.
That's just that swinging dick thing.
It could have just been tobacco.
Yeah. So,
everybody just really needs it. Literally could have been, but it's like
people still roll their own cigarettes. You never know.
Do they smoke them that hard though? Yeah, it seems like this is how much I hate vaping.
I need this nicotine.
He could have been smoking anything other than
salvia.
Than weed. I mean,
it could have been.
It could have been anything, but it could have been a fucking hookah.
It could have been a hookah, a little hookah.
But now all these guys who are the doing it the right way guys. They get to come out and like be the ego guy, like be the swinging dick here, and be like, I would have done it, like Todd McShay on ESPN.
that guy, yet another piece of shit.
Hold on,
I would have lassoed him off the stage and rounded him up like some cattle.
Hold on.
Bye.
All right.
All right.
Trying to say goodbye to a daughter.
Oh wow, that was
Connor Dapp.
That was a high 15, wasn't it?
Mm. Todd McShay said. Well, he should be embarrassed for it. He shouldn't. It's very immature of him to say and blah blah blah.
Because he said he took the money.
He shouldn't have said that he took the money. Really? He shouldn't tell the truth? You're mad because he told the truth? What you should be mad at is a system that would put him in a position of having to borrow money from a coach, and the fact that the coach would be penalized.
But that system puts him on.
Let's be mad at that.
Puts him on too. That system gives him a job.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the whole thing is ridiculous because you can't get a special favor for your athlete status, but a student can get a loan from his teacher at school.
Yeah,
you know, like you can. It only applies to athletes. It's kind of a separate but unequal treatment that they get.
Shout out to Rod. Shout out to Rod. You ain't got no sense, man. This Birdman recap is so funny on Three Guys On. Thank you, Rod.
Last Monday's episode. I think it was Monday. No, was it Thursday? It was Thursday.
I think
Monday
it was
we
Thursday.
Talked about Prince.
Yeah.
Go back and listen to that. I think episode 557. So, yeah, this dude, Laramie Tunsil, loses $7 million, right? The quarterback who needed a lineman to protect him is going to get hit harder now and forced out into the game gimpy for that reason. So it's not a win for anyone, but Baltimore, the Ravens get to puff out their chest and be like, we have integrity. Like, really? You're about to fuck up your quarterback's shoulder now.
Yeah.
He's not going to have a guy protecting him.
What integrity do you have? Integrity, my ass.
Do you know Joe Flacco makes 20% of their salary on their team?
Joe Flacco won him a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So
elite status.
That's what happens.
That's ridiculous.
That's just what happens. It's up to Ozzie Newsome and them to manage that. And they're clearly not doing a good job of it. It's up to them to manage that. So
no,
that ain't jump. I don't fault anybody for making as much money as they possibly can out of football.
I hate that they're making
as much money as you can.
Like they always want to put, people just can't stand basketball in this country, and they love football, so they'll talk about football every chance they get. Like I know the draft is going on right now, but it's actual playoff basketball, hockey that's happening, and nobody cares about that.
Football's number one.
That's weak.
I love hockey.
Football's number
Who's
one.
In the playoffs?
Caps are playing right now, man.
Right this minute.
I mean, not about this minute, but
football's I haven't even watched them because I'm sick of, I think I'm making them lose every year.
They're playing the pink.
Todd McShay said that truth telling is a sign of immaturity. Is that what it is?
That's the paraphrasing of the quote.
He's not conniving yet?
Well, because he's selling out his coaches who should have, why shouldn't they have known better?
Yeah.
Why would he put the onus on the kid? He's selling out his coaches by saying I took money from them, and he's jeopardizing the school getting sanctioned. So it's his fault, even though the coaches willingly gave him money.
Where did he go to school?
Miss. Old Confederate flag, Miss.
It wasn't going to happen for them.
Mississippi? I got a lot of relatives
Here's
from McShay. Mississippi.
One thing Tunsil did today that was his fault, he never should have done, is answering those questions, then go sell out the coaching staff at Ole Miss. He's going to have to mature very quickly, or else this league is going to eat him up. Thomas Shea's a bitch.
Yeah, that's a bitch move.
Well, that's all these fucking sportscasters, they love to complain about athletes' egos, but they have the same fucking egos and insecurities. They love to be the fucking swinging dick, man. Like, get him. You know, that's the whole thing. It's like they want to take down athletes for some reason. It does seem like there's some jealousy in there.
Yeah. So who are the good guys then?
He also when thinks, it comes to he said Todd reporting. McShay here thinks the crime wasn't 46-year-old Hugh Freeze and his Ole Miss staff paying the immature Tunsil in violation of NCAA rules, but instead Tunsil admitting it had happened. What a fucking bitch.
Yeah.
What always gets me about stuff like that is, okay, so Todd McShay is sitting on that set. There's five other dudes sitting up there with him. Hmm. And that one of them dudes went, what the fuck are you talking about? What, man? What? He's the wrong one. Is that what you're telling us?
That's pretty ridiculous.
Are you fucking kidding with this bullshit?
And how, no one ever how says mature that. Do you expect to, like, you getting this kid straight from college in a place where they've been told yes their entire lives?
Right.
What else do you expect to happen for them? They're not going to be able to look out for your corporation. They try to feed their families.
Also, this is like his first ever press conference.
For yes. my money.
And they're throwing these questions at
for
him.
For my money. No one did anything wrong.
Nobody did
the
anything
the coaches
wrong.
Didn't give me anything. If I'm a coach and one of my players is like, listen, coach, I need some money to get my mom's electric turned back on. Here you go.
Yeah.
I got it.
Well,
I make $5 million a year.
You paid him out of his pocket.
I can afford it.
It doesn't affect the university.
They can't even get like rides.
Yeah.
You know, like
can't buy you nothing to eat.
Right.
You know, if we're going someplace special, I can't buy you a suit. I can't even take it to K&G Menswear and buy you a little
because they can't,
six-button suit.
They can't six-button
Steve Harvey. Can't get a Steve Harvey suit for $100 in Deltona, Florida.
Yeah, because they all on sale.
$100? I can't do that for
always.
You?
Always. Steve Harvey suits are $100 always.
Blair Underwood got suits.
Yeah. They have curl activator in them.
I'm going to run over there and we finish this today. I'm going to run over there today.
Blair Underwood don't buy suits unless it comes with Stay Soft Fro.
See what they got going on. Steve Harvey suits cost $1 a button. That's the rate. I got $12, so you're in luck.
You
got
to button them down to your knees.
That's a lot of buttons.
You know, so you can't do that? Come on, man. Come on, man. How about you just pay the kids something?
Yes.
Give them a piece of this $1 billion they generate.
This is what gets me about that whole payment argument. Because whenever there's a CTE concussion thing, an older player dies or kills himself, or a younger player quits at age 29 or whatever, and complains, sort of. Antoine Randle-El wasn't even complaining, but he was just like, you know, I'm having some problems here. I'm like 36. Mm-hmm. I can't walk down the steps. I got to walk sideways, and you know, sometimes I'm forgetful. I don't know if that's just me getting close to 40 or if it's some other shit. It was a pretty normal sounding interview. He wasn't like throwing anyone on the bus, but of course, all these people come out every time this happens, and they go,
"Hey, you got paid a lot of money."
Right, yeah. Like that's their argument, right? You got paid, you took all those, but CTE symptoms, people.
But I can't see.
People take hits in college. Right, I can't. It's just a TE. Yeah. There's no C.
Okay, I can't see.
People take hits in college also, and people who play in college sometimes develop CTE probably during those days. So if you're going to justify CTE by saying they got paid, then you better be able to say college players should get paid too, because CTE doesn't just start on draft day.
Right.
You know, you're taking hits in high school. You're taking a lot of hits in college. So it's hypocritical for people to say, and a lot of them are the same people, to say NFL players should shut up about it because they took the money knowing the risks, but college players shouldn't get paid because they get to go to class for free or some other bullshit, you know, or they got a lot of perks already.
Yeah, what perks do they get?
So if you want, if
sitting in an ice bag,
if getting paid is your way to justify taking all the hits to the head, then you should be all for paying college athletes, college football players.
He said, hey, how are they going to do their homework if they keep getting in the head?
Yeah, because they're busy with fucking headaches all night.
I can't finish this final exam. Can Becky do it for me?
Yeah. Well, there's always a Becky.
That dude.
There's always a Becky.
That dude in the Michigan game a couple years ago where that dude hit him. What was his name? Samuel or something like that, where he hit him and his helmet came off.
Right.
Like, that dude should have been paid. The dude that got hit, was one of the hardest hits I've ever seen in my life. I thought he knocked his head off. Mm. Like,
Here you go, kid. Here's $50.
Yeah, like something. If the mafia beats you up like that, they always throw a couple $100 on your body so you can go to the hospital.
Right.
You can't be better than the mafia. Do something for them, man. Like, I went to Florida State, and I saw, like, that. I mean, the football team ran that town, and I would. I mean, I can't say for sure, but I wouldn't be surprised if people there got paid for stuff like that. And it's like,
who were the star football players?
When I was there, I was there during the perfect season. So we had Chris Winkie,
okay,
Lavernius Cole for a little bit,
okay.
We had Peter Warwick. Yeah, he got
they got kicked out.
No.
Oh,
Lavernius Coles and Peter Warwick both got free clothes from Dillard's. I know the chick that did it. It was like $400, $500 worth of clothes for
Dillard's.
$20. Dillard's.
$400 or $500 worth of clothes from Dillard's is like a fucking pallet
That's
of clothes.
That's a wardrobe. Yeah.
That's a lot of clothes.
Right. And they got
Dillard's.
It for $20. And this is how I knew that Florida State ran that town, because Lavernius Coles was dismissed from the team.
He was not a star player.
Peter Warwick was playing that Saturday.
Yeah.
They are not messing around with that. I'm pretty sure Bobby Bowden killed people. Like, he's had to have. Because it's like, he got away with everything. Chris Ricks. Remember when Chris Ricks was, he couldn't play in a bowl game because he missed his final because he didn't wake up in time because he's having a lot of problem with his father and all this other crazy crap? That's what came out on ESPN. What really happened was, dude... paid somebody to take his
$700 worth of clothes at Dillard's.
No, he paid somebody to take the test for him and got caught.
Oh, well.
And the story that came out on ESPN, the one news outlet for that, said all this elaborate other crap. And it's just like, man, football runs stuff. Like, Varsity Blues is real to a degree, and it's like, if they're not paying
money, not the whole show. I'm just experimenting right now with it.
What are you? Who are you talking to?
I'm doing Facebook Live.
Oh, you got to announce this shit. Like, there's a whole other. It's like Lollapalooza. We have a second stage.
I wanted everything to be.
There's a second show going on.
Natural. Okay. I didn't want to tell nobody. Yeah,
and Elton's watching it. Yeah, so no one's on the podcast.
I guess
let this be a lesson.
Alert.
Be off your phones. Like, he's missing Randolph right in front of him talking. Right. He's watching it on his phone.
I just got the alert. All right.
No, man, we're not gonna do the whole show. We're just fucking off.
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
When I get a stand for my phone. And I finally break down, do that on Amazon? Maybe.
Right. Show me.
See, this is why I don't get with
out.
That stuff, people, because I want you all to
so
receive me.
This is what we're. This is Randolph doing the podcast live on Facebook.
Walter Gibson.
And we have.
Keep your phone up. I'm going to take a picture of you looking at Randolph while he's next to you.
I'm right next to him. Somebody just hit us with the cry emoji.
Yeah.
We got a whole six viewers right
and,
now.
And put it.
Yeah, you're one of them, dude.
Yes.
You're one of the six viewers.
No, I'm not one of the viewers. I have to click on it to view. I'm not actually viewing it.
Oh, okay.
I have to physically click,
you have to
on,
click
Jackson
on it. To
hit
view.
Us with a, what a time to be alive.
You damn
What's
kids
up,
in your
fam?
Phones. Y'all are the worst.
What's up, fam?
Look how sad that picture is.
It is pretty sad.
This is Elton watching you.
That's fucking fantastic.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
sad.
Very meta.
We have a three guys on Instagram, right? We got to put that up.
Yeah,
Troy,
I'll put it up.
Troy just jumped in. What's up, money?
No, what's going on, homie?
What happened to the conversation we were just having?
I don't know.
That's
man.
Why I didn't say nothing, because right. I wanted it just to be a normal conversation where we're talking about.
It's too late now.
Yeah.
It's too late
now. I can't go with somebody looking at me.
it's not normal anymore. Mm-mm.
This is supposed to be private, too.
I just think it's a silly ass.
Until Monday.
It's just the hypocrisy of everybody around the situation, except for the kid who's in the situation. It's
what he has to do now is the best way he can erase it is just go out and do his game well.
And play
just
until
play
he
well.
Break both of his ACLs.
Just play well. which he will.
Just play.
You know?
Catch that ball, nigga.
You know, he learned a couple of lessons.
He'll be fine. He's just going to lose money. That sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
He can make it up on endorsements.
The biggest lesson learned is probably don't let motherfuckers videotape you.
I mean,
here's the thing. Like,
as I'm videotaping.
I'm looking at these stories that Andy sent me, and most of these people are in trouble because of some type of technology. Yeah. Some type of video was put up or something went viral.
Right.
Yeah. It's like... Listen to Tretch, everybody. Do your dirt by your lonely.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the same thing. My son lost his phone, and it wasn't locked. Somebody picked his phone up
man.
And posted his girl giving him head on his Instagram account.
Jesus.
He
So he wait, hold on. Who is this? Is your son?
Yeah.
Your son's like a dynamo, man. Like he's got a like you're proud of that. You're like,
we gotta stop for a second. This is the son that got stabbed.
No, this is my oldest son.
Oh, okay. So he has we gotta rewind a little bit. So he has pictures on his phone.
Of a girl giving him head.
Of his, yep, his girlfriend.
Getting is he head. Like a football right. star or just a regular run-of-the-mill dude? Did he fix regular, cable?
He drives a truck. He's just a regular old dude.
He drives a truck.
I'm mad as hell, man.
He's just like a...
I've never had that video. Because, not that I need it, but I would like to write a first refusal. I mean, that's not fair.
I've had a few. I got one right now, but no... It was.
Does your video involve her peeing anywhere?
No urination. No. Go,
Daddy, I gotta watch Game of Thrones. I'd do anything.
No,
I suck your dick.
Golden showers.
I kind of feel like if I'm getting a blowjob, I don't want to be on my phone doing anything.
Well, I'd like to have her filming me doing head. Like I'll attach a GoPro to her head.
Honestly, I did it. My friend that passed.
It was a grief blowjob.
I have
no,
a video.
No. The friend who did it. The friend who blew, right?
Right.
Oh my God.
She died, and I actually have that in my.
We talked about this because
that's my memory.
Her brother went through her phone and probably saw your dick pictures.
he might have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he was the one who answered. Because okay, the story is that the day that she had her heart attack, me and her were texting back and forth, and. We had been in communication for like a
week
or so.
How old was she to have a heart attack?
Well, she
was fucking with it like a 67.
No, she wasn't. Oh, she was in bad health.
She was in bad health,
and she was overweight. So, okay. And she was a smoker. So,
you should have said.
And she shot crack.
Yeah,
no, she didn't shoot crack.
You should have said she had a heart attack.
When
she saw my dick.
And she watched the ring.
Well,
and
that
it was
might have been what
day.
Caused it because I did send her the dick pics in that. And it was
the most horrible story. I gotta get some more. I
know. So it's possible the last thing she saw was your dick picture.
That's possible. That is a possibility.
And that's what maybe caused the heart attack.
She was like my liquor cabinet.
Oh, yeah, that's possible.
It's horrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So you have guilt over that perhaps your dick has. I mean, well, your dick probably killed people before.
No, it hasn't. It hasn't.
It's, okay, like your dick has seven or eight bodies on it.
My dick don't have no bodies.
Okay.
So did you reproduce the video and put Candle in the Wind in the background? Or something?
Yeah, I did. Actually, Dexter is playing in the background.
Oh God, man, you're just making this story worse and worse.
So this girl, this girl's brother, then answers the phone when you call her,
right?
To inform you. So he has access to her phone, obviously,
right? Because she was in the hospital,
uh-huh.
And it's like, I text her like, "Oh, you stood me up. What's going on?" This is the next day. And then,
I'm dead than a motherfucker.
And then her brother.
What's going on?
And then did he say, "Oh, is this Elton?"
I'm dead
hey,
motherfucker.
Hey, no, Elton, nice abs.
No,
I saw your abs.
No, he didn't say that because in her phone, I'm known as Cheese. I had a code.
Oh my God!
I had a code name.
Oh, Hold on. Let's now. Why?
Why do you have?
Well,
a code
when
name?
Me and her first start, cheese? When me and her first start hooking up, she was living with her baby's fat daddy.
Uh-huh.
And I was still married, living with my wife.
Oh no!
So that's
just one of the people you cheated.
I was about to say, it's like you can't make fun of her being fat, and you named after some food, so she'll come out with you.
Well, it's not.
He's named after fat.
No, I'm named after cheese because she said every time she saw me, I would smile. So that's why she put.
Oh,
that.
All right.
Okay.
It's like every other petal of this story is like something.
Every time I saw her, I would smile. So that's why she called me Cheese.
Because I knew it wasn't cheese because of all the money you had.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't
that
have
would be
a
cheddar.
No, yeah.
Okay, very specific cheese.
I don't have a lot of money.
Yeah, you're more Swiss.
Yeah, Swiss cheese.
A lot of holes.
A lot of holes.
That's slick as shit, Andy.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Right.
Okay.
That's where you don't appreciate it. We've been destroying this whole story.
No, it's fun though.
Oh,
so
God.
My son's phone was lost and he had the Instagram him getting head on his phone.
Oh.
But and the dude that stole his phone, whoever stole his phone, posted on his
That's
Instagram
fucked
account
up.
His girl giving him head and his cousin gives him a call. Hey, yo, you know your Instagram, man. Shorty's giving you head. What?
So he had to go delete it.
He had to find out from his cousin.
Oh.
That saw it.
But was he happy with the number of likes it got?
I'm sure he was.
He was. I mean, happy. How many likes did it get? But he got some.
Yeah, I mean, a few.
How many thumbs down did he get?
No, because he has a hog. My son got.
He has a hog. Yeah, oh, because it runs in the family.
It does. It does.
Uh huh.
Yep. It does.
It does. Cheese dick runs in the family.
So no, weird. I think Elton is cheese, and then the.
But he is son of cheese, so he also has cheese dick. It's Cheese Junior.
He could be like.
It is
Lil
weird.
Lil.
Throw the keys to Lil Cheese.
Lil Cheesy.
This is by far the craziest shit I've ever even been
privy to. It's crazy because, like, my grandson, man, his penis is literally that big.
Wait. Like, you're talking about a baby.
Well, I mean, he changes.
Did you hold up your index finger? Your whole?
Yeah, it's literally, that's how big his penis
is. Okay, his dick could palm a basketball.
But probably could.
So that's his that's an 18-month-old grandson.
18-month-old grandson.
They have to put a warning on the side of his dick that it has to stay out of the mouths of 3-year-olds.
He's already hazard. He's already found it because he plays with it already when he gets his diaper changed.
Whose phone is his dick on?
Nobody's. Okay. Nobody's. Okay. That's no.
Well, you're measuring it.
It's your grandson.
It's
your grandson. It's probably on yours, man. That's fine. It's a pride thing.
No, technically, but no. No, it's not on there.
He's all right. Kidding. So now we've got, this is like a recurring segment of all the dicks in Elton's family. We just know details about them. Half of them been on the internet.
Yeah, a couple of them, yeah.
Well, yours hasn't, I guess. I mean, it's been sent through text. But
yeah.
Have you emailed your dick to someone?
No, I haven't emailed it. Just okay. Text.
He took a little long to answer that question.
Yeah, maybe. It. He was like,
no, it's good to think because I was thinking that too. Like, have I ever? I'm like, no, I don't think maybe. So. Closest I ever got is like dick neck. Like I've done a half shaft thing because I want to leave something to the imagination.
Maybe a couple Snapchats though. I think it might be a couple Snapchats out there. But if they screenshot it,
all right,
you know.
And Snapchat is different. Snapchat is different from Periscope.
Yeah.
Yes.
So which one is just a bunch of dicks? I think everything now. Right?
Yeah. Everything's a bunch of dicks. Yeah. You can Periscope, Snapchat. You can Instagram.
Uh huh.
You can tweet. Well, you can't Instagram. You can tweet your dick, but you can't Instagram your dick. You can kind of Facebook it if you Facebook it in a private room.
Have you been involved in some litigation with this recently? Because you know everything.
I was just because you got to know social media. You got to know what you can show, what you can't show, because that's social media.
Fair enough.
I mean, you could.
So when your son's dick got on Instagram, did someone report it?
I don't know.
Taken down by Instagram, or do you know?
I don't know.
Where on social media can I just show dignity? Anything?
Anywhere, but you won't get any likes if you show dignity.
Fair enough.
Integrity doesn't get any likes on social media.
Yeah. That's right, Tunsil. Token Tunsil or whatever they're going to call you.
Oh,
whatever. He's a millionaire. He'll be okay.
He will be.
Shake it off. It'll be easier than the ACL.
Keep those knees.
Since that girl died, have you sent your dick to someone else to test it to see if maybe it has powers? It could have been the reason.
I've sent it to a few other people since.
And do they live?
They're still alive.
They live?
They might have a few health issues, though.
Your dick is like the ring video?
They might have a few health issues.
The cock ring.
Everybody's still alive.
but they hurt now. They knew I was there.
This has been your weekly episode of the story of Pop Pop.
Yeah. I gotta go to the doctor.
Pop, well, you know, Pop's tape.
That's insane, man. Like, your grandkids are gonna be our grandfather lived a life. Shit.
What's up, Brandon?
That's what I want him to see.
Did you, I want to go back to last week for a second. You weren't here.
No, I wasn't. I was absent.
But you had a date, right?
Well, no, I was one of my ladies. Yeah.
Okay. Because you used to see you act like I just took a nap. But the truth is, she was at your place.
No, I was at her place.
You were at her place. So you spent the night with her.
Yes.
It's the Tinder date?
No. This is one of my old shorties.
She saw your dick years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. I actually emailed it to her. So yeah.
Back before it had
you
the
did
goatee.
Email it to her.
Yeah, she still got AOL email address. So.
Everyone else
she's like 50
is over 60
years old.
She's
you could hook her up with a cable and email address if you needed
to. She's definitely over 50.
Okay. So yes. What were you doing with, you just reconnected with her, like you hadn't seen her in a while?
No, I mean, we hook up every now and then. That's
every
why,
Whispers
that's,
concert
that's where I go do my laundry when it's laundry.
That's oh, you go to her place
get some fine
yeah,
slacks.
I go to her place to do my laundry.
Oh, okay. Okay, so here's the thing. So you, every couple of weeks, you got to do laundry or whatever it is,
yep.
Right?
And then she always has liquor.
You got, so. The, you got the wash
she
rag.
She always has liquor.
That the girl washed, don't they cleaned all? Her ass on. You got to wash that. So you bring yep. your laundry to her house
yep.
and have a little laundry party. A
little laundry party.
So while the washing machine is going, was that like a half hour? You got like time to kill.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So what do you do? Do you? Is there any pretense like let's watch TV or do you just go have sex?
Sometimes we watch TV, we talk, and then we go have sex.
He says, "Nah, man, I let the monster out. You
it
do
just,
the
I mean, we are actually good friends. So
it's Clorox and chill.
I mean, she's been around for a long time. Actually, Clorox and chill.
That's funny as shit.
You're right. How'd you know?
And then and so little then you spent network. The night.
Yeah.
The next morning you woke up at some
point. I did, yeah.
And was there more laundry? If you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you know what I mean?
That was some more
he
laundry.
He means with your dick.
But so you turned this into like it was overnight and then the next day and then you fell back asleep.
Yes.
Okay, and she fell back asleep also. Did she make a meal or something like a heavy meal?
Yeah, we had breakfast. Yeah, we had breakfast.
Like eggs, bacon.
Yeah, eggs and bacon. Kind of eggs and bacon and grits.
Uh-huh. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, you dine on the swine.
Pussy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and then at some point you're like, "Well, I got to take a nap."
Big nipples.
Grueling.
I did.
This has been grueling for me.
It was.
You know, you're like 55 years old. I got to do all the work.
I do.
Right?
How do you know this? Were you there?
I'm insightful, man.
You're 55?
No, she's like 55.
No, she's
like
got
50. An AOL email address.
Yeah, she's 50. I think she's like 50.
Well, she just might be in prison. I don't know that.
No, she's not in prison.
Nah.
She's a homeowner.
Yeah, that's a trailer where they have conjugal visits.
Well,
she's lying to
she
you.
Has, pop through she G-O. Does have a washer dryer, which Elton doesn't have.
No, I have to pay.
That's her big lure to bring you in.
Well, I mean,
if the washing machine ever breaks, you're never going to go over to her house.
No, you know, I actually might help get it fixed.
It's broken?
If it is. I did fix her dryer because it broke.
Yeah, you need something to fuck her on top of.
All that pussy that girl's giving you might help her get it fixed?
Hell no, I would. I'd help her. I mean, she's a good friend.
Yeah. So then, last week, you woke up, you had breakfast, hooked up again, right? Mm-hmm. The second load, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, it was a couple of
he's
batches.
He's killing them, everybody.
So, and then you, did you fall back asleep or did you?
Her bed was comfortable
as
shit.
Did you intend to take a nap? Okay. Her bed was comfortable.
I probably fell asleep around 2:30. I had no idea. I woke up. I was like, it was.
Was she asleep?
This is why Mudbone say you don't need no women. They drain you.
Yeah,
drain. Fuck all the time.
Drain. Was she also asleep?
Good God.
I don't know. I mean, because she left me in the bed. When I woke up, she was downstairs.
Was she folding your laundry for you?
Did she throw some money at you?
Did she have important business back in 1994?
Yes, she might have. She might have on her tower computer.
Ellen's bashing her. She has a washer dryer. He doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I got you again.
But I can get me one if I want to.
Yeah, you holding out for a bitch. That's with right. An Arrows account.
That's right.
Imagine if you had a washer dryer. Imagine how many younger girls who don't have that yet would come to your house.
You know, when I had
to
that,
wash their clothes.
When I had a washer and dryer.
Was that the lure?
It was the lure.
Really? You had a girl who came over and just did laundry at your house?
She did laundry at my house. That was we call it shit, the girl that peed in my bed.
Better come get this
wait,
laundry
wait, wait, wait.
Girl.
The girl that peed in your bed actually washed her clothes?
Yeah, she was.
That's the least she can do. Fuck that. I'm not going to wash her clothes if she pees in my bed.
I was actually dating her when I had a washer dryer in my apartment.
Okay. And then she would come over with her laundry.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I'm going to come over with my laundry.
Not all the time. It wasn't like a regular thing, but she would come over sometimes.
Okay.
Now, before she put the laundry in the laundromat, did she pee on it?
No, she didn't. What you talk?
Because that would be ridiculous.
She did.
It would be. It would be ridiculous.
She did use a washcloth to clean herself after shitting.
After she took a dump. Yes, she did.
And she didn't wash that.
We rehashed that.
That's impressive.
I had to wash that. And I should have threw it away.
Did you take
we don't
that
want to talk about that no
house?
More. No. Where'd no.
You should have thrown it away. But
I probably did. But I had a wash and dry at the time. So.
Okay, you had a wash and dry at the time.
You are our prince, man. Like, you have these weird ass stories that I like.
I mean, I've been around for a long time, man. I mean,
yeah,
that's crazy.
I lost my virginity when I was 14.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. She only did emails through carrier pigeon.
Ellen's got a girl who all she has is a can opener. And when he wants soup, he goes over there and fucks her.
That's
how
it.
Long we been here, man?
Hour 8.
Okay, well, let's. First of all, I'm going to end this.
Can we do a spinoff of just Elton stories?
I'm going to end this live.
That's why we have Elton on.
Maybe I'll come back in a little bit on our next podcast. Y'all take care. Deuces.
And then you just ended the live cast?
Just,
just ended the.
Yeah, like I'm so fucking confused now. Did you actually put that? Like, do you have that recorded? I would like to just watch that over.
No, it's on.
I think it sits on my Facebook feed for a while.
I would like to have a Talking Dead style show where you just rehash Elton stories.
Yeah, it does.
Talk about how we feel about him.
It does sit on his Facebook.
Talk about Lemonade.
Don't link me to that either.
I don't know nothing about that shit, man.
Don't link me to that.
Well, last Saturday, Beyonce released Lemonade.
Are they getting a divorce?
Yeah.
Is it over?
Jay-Z cheated on B. Jay-Z cheated on B.
It's just gossip bullshit. Who cares? Gossip.
She released Lemonade, which I thought was a good look for her. Taking full control of her in the spirit of Prince. Take full control of every move you make.
Sure.
That's it.
Which I enjoyed. She put shit on Tidal. That's her man's thing.
So Apple.
Full control. You know. Great. Good for her.
that's it.
My wife played it all day Sunday.
All day?
All day.
Is it empowering?
On the jam box, just played it all day Sunday. I left at one point for a long run, came back, still playing. Just still playing. I was gone for an hour. Came back, really? Still playing.
What is it?
It's
her CD.
Beyonce's new album, Lemonade.
And she released the visual, too. So she does this now where she released an entire album, and she released videos for almost every song.
And it aired on HBO, right?
Right. Yeah, Lemonade video aired on HBO.
And the world stopped.
That's right. That's how she do it.
Okay, so at one point in the song, she has a line where she calls out maybe Jay-Z for fucking around with a long-haired, he fucking with that long-haired Becky.
Well, she said Becky with the good hair.
Becky with the good hair, excuse me. Heard a lot, huh?
Hey, it's been around, hair. Buddy. Becky
the
with
Becky
the good
that hair. That they're theorized she's speaking on is Rachel Roy, Dame Dash's old girl. That's the theory, okay? A couple of things have struck me along this. Latinos try to claim her. People try to either try to claim her blackness. She's either too black. She's not black enough. Or we want her to be part of us.
Who,
basically,
Rachel?
Everybody wants to be a part of it. No,
Beyonce?
No, we're talking about fucking Rachel. We're talking about Beyonce. Piers Morgan. How do you say his fucking
name? Piers.
Piers. Piers.
Writes a fucking article about how now all of a sudden she offends him because now she's black, basically. That should have been named the article. Now I know she's black now and I'm mad. That should have been named the article. She's always been black, Piers. Fuck you.
What? I don't even get.
Oh, that chick.
Oh, Rachel Roy.
I remember her.
Do you?
Yeah.
Rachel Roy, she's a beast.
What is Piers Morgan's connection to any of this?
Let me pull it up.
Like, why would he care?
Becky with the
because he wants exclusive interview rights.
Oh, like,
he's smart.
This cult of personality around
is too much.
I've seen her on
stars.
Like,
is too yeah. It's too much.
It is too much.
This regular sort of breaking the internet.
The whole thing is
followed
that
by 2 weeks of think pieces. And all. It's just
who
fucking
gives a fuck. This shit is all. It's all entertainment. Everybody takes this personal. That's what's so annoying about it. Bad JQ, he cheated on her.
It's a soap opera. It's gossipy shit. It's a lot of it.
Yeah, it's nobody's business.
I think a lot of this stuff takes its cues, including political campaigns, take their cues almost from professional wrestling. It's just like stir up a bunch of shit, and then and people will just talk about it and talk about it.
Yeah, like when Jimmy Superfly Snuka got hit with a coconut by Rowdy Roddy Piper in the head.
Coconut? He had a coconut?
Yeah, that was the racist shit I ever seen.
It has to fit with the theme.
Yes. Piper's Pit. Piper.
If he'd hit her with a roasted pig, that would have also been acceptable.
Yeah.
Pineapple?
Piers Morgan, 51, called out the artist's inclusion of Mike Brown and Trayvon Martin's Mourning Mother, saying, "I have huge personal sympathy for both women, and there is no doubt that African Americans have been treated appallingly by certain rogue elements within the country's police forces." Really? But I felt uneasy watching these women being used in this way to sell an album. It smacks of shameless exploitation. Is that what was happening? He also reflected on an interview he conducted with the music icon 5 years ago, in which he explained that her success and career is not about race or color. Piers then said Bass sounds like a completely different person than performer writing. Beyonce then was unrecognizable from the militant activist we see now. Then she was at pains to be seen as an entertainer, musician, and not as a black woman who sings. Now it seems to be a complete opposite.
Oh, okay.
The new Beyonce wants to be seen as a black woman, political activist first and foremost, entertainer and musician second.
Fuck her if that's what she's trying to do.
She's not who I used to like.
How do you recognize Beyonce? Like, if you're a dude, how do you recognize Beyonce most times?
I still think she's a wonderful singer and performer, uh-huh. and some of the music on Lemonade is fantastic, but I have to be honest, I prefer the old Beyonce, the less inflammatory, agitating one, the one who didn't use grieving mothers to shift records and further fill her already massively enriched purse.
That's fair.
She didn't play the race card so deliberately and, to my mind, unnecessarily.
Play the race card.
The one who wanted to be judged on whose stupendous talent, not her skin color, and wanted us all to do the same.
Okay, times have changed though. Like, these grieving mothers weren't grieving mothers 5 years ago.
They didn't even exist.
They weren't. So times have changed.
Also, Beyonce wasn't a mother 5 years ago.
That's true.
Also, people grow, people change, and artists. I'm sure people like
Piers Morgan grows.
Well, people like Piers Morgan. Yes. I'm sure
evolution.
I'm sure they praise people like David Bowie for constantly reinventing themselves and not staying the same throughout the years.
Gotcha.
That's all that's going on here. The only difference is you don't like her new invention.
Yeah.
So it's not for
which
you.
Which is fair. It's not for you.
It's not for you.
It's exactly. Okay.
Why do people get mad when something is not for them?
Because they
change.
Because they get everything.
Like this. For me.
I don't like this new person.
Because
this
by
new
and
person
large,
is not
they
the same
are
person.
They are the biggest consumers of everything, especially black music.
When you're not used to it, it's a general kind of.
By white folks.
It's like a low level constant entitlement. When you're not used to being excluded, it hits you hard.
What is that, everybody? And Whiteleman, thank you very much.
Yeah.
You have called it.
You won.
I'm still trying to figure that bit out too, because it's not just when it's entitlement, it's like, all right, you can recognize privilege. And entitlement is where you expect the privilege, and when it's not given to you, that's when you speak up.
Yeah, because it's not.
And you're like, why am I not getting this thing like I want it? I should be getting it. Hello, I'm a white person.
Yeah. Also, there's a thing with Piers Morgan of, look, I knew she was black, but I didn't know she was black. How dare she now become black?
Double black.
When she was
so what does black entail? What does singular black entail?
Just don't say anything.
Just brown.
That makes me scared.
Just brown. Yeah. You're darker and you have a beautiful ass. Yes. So that's black.
Yeah, just
black means you have to remind me that I'm white.
Unify people and bring people together. Because the things that you say are driving people apart. It's bullshit.
Yes,
it's bullshit.
Also, it's just a record. If you don't like it, just wait till the next one and hope that it comes around to, hey, I'm black Beyonce again.
No, they don't want us. They don't want us being black. They don't want us talking about things that matter to us because they don't matter to them.
Okay, so let's say the next album she comes out with some shit about quinoa and Starbucks, right?
New Beyonce.
Yeah. I love this new Beyonce.
Is she a vegan?
She's wearing pleated khakis from Old Navy. And she's like, if she did that, not only is she going to lose her fucking core fan base, but the empowerment that she carries is going to be diminished, which is probably what they want. Like, they recognize that she was empowered before, but now
she could use that power to do something else. They want you in your place. Just be there and entertain me.
Right.
Don't do anything beyond entertaining me.
On my terms.
Yeah.
Don't make me uncomfortable.
Yeah. Now,
you can come in the front door now.
Now, I haven't listened to any of this shit, but anybody that's progressing in their art, even if this is where it's going, I'm like, good for you.
First of all,
art's supposed to change.
It's an album for women. And good.
It'll be sold at every good. Curves.
Ladies.
And good. It's an album for women. Good. Good. Hello. I'm glad.
Ladies.
It's an album specifically for black women. Now, if you're not a black woman,
your
and
wife
you enjoy
is
it,
a black woman.
Good.
And
huh?
She was enjoying it. Your wife is not
yes,
a black woman.
Yes, very much so.
And she was enjoying it. But she had black in her sometimes, so.
I see what you did there. But
I have told you, don't put my wife's name in your mouth.
Put some respect on it, man.
I put some respect.
I've told you that.
My bad. I didn't mean to disrespect.
I've told
respect
you
on
that.
It, baby.
It's going to end badly for you. Hey, I keep trying to tell you.
These are all jokes. I love you, Randall.
Okay.
Where's Beyonce when that shit went down, huh? Nowhere. She ain't out here for us.
If you like it and you're not black, fine. Good. Great. But ultimately, it's not for you.
Also, there's another thing, too. It's okay to not talk about something. You know what I mean? Like, your voice doesn't need to be like, if you're gonna be like, you know, I don't, it wasn't for me. You don't have to write 800 words on it.
That's more my thing.
That is so perfect.
You don't have to write. You don't have to go to your fucking blog and like
and write about everything.
And yeah, it's okay to not. It's okay to sit out this one.
I'm all about not doing that.
But as a black person, you're used to not things not being.
That
for
is
you.
So incredible. Yeah.
Well, it's not just that, but you gotta understand so something. Easy. I grew up in a very weird environment where it's like I grew up in Southern California. In the 80s. So it's like excess and lavishness on top of itself just because. Mm-hmm. And I grew up, my father's a West Indian dude that did not like American black people and gets married to an American black woman.
Classic.
So, yeah. So I had to deal with A, not being around a lot of black people when I was growing up. B, having different notions on either side of the spectrum of what that's supposed to be. And then we move from there to Oxon Hill, Maryland,
That's
where I have to catch up to blackness very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. You caught up. I see.
What? Really? You should listen to all the white friends like, oh, I'm blacker than you are. I was like, yeah, we should go to a retail store and test that theory. Right.
Shit like that makes me mad, too. When somebody white says that to me, I'm blacker than you. Oh, man, I will smack
yeah,
the shit.
Yeah, it doesn't make
ass.
Me mad. It doesn't make me mad because all it does is speak to their own experience.
Who are you to say that? I'll smack the shit.
Who are they?
I'll smack the
uneducated.
Shit.
Uneducated people are the loudest people you ever see in this earth.
You think you black as me? Do you?
Yeah. So I don't even get mad at it. I'm just like, man.
Let's go apply for this loan and see.
It's always going to fuck them up over there, but it's like it's where I get where some women will fuck up in a relationship where a dude won't because we have to learn their side of things and ours. Mm-hmm. It's like the way a lot of us grew up is like we have to understand their side of shit and ours. So if they're not catching up to that, yeah, like, I can't even fault them. And like Andy says, incredibly informed, and also he shuts the fuck up.
Right, that's what I'm just saying.
I'm right up top. Like,
sit out.
If I don't know about something, or if it's something that I'm underinformed with, on this podcast, I've had no problem saying I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Right,
and I'm fair in saying that. But also, if I don't know what's going on, I really don't have the right to be speaking out about shit that I don't know.
What? Yeah.
I do it to a degree where I can make a laugh about it, but that's only where it's valuable to me.
You can express curiosity over or have something to say, but it's okay to just say, all right, you know, you take the wheel on this one.
Yeah, I feel like that with fucking DC comedy beef.
Right.
How, like, when that, like, I left town and I came back. Every time I leave town, I come back, it's like altered in 1985. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck's going on here?
I stay out of that shit.
And I read it. I'm like, oh, this confirms it. It's goofy bullshit, and I just don't need
it. It's real childish adolescent.
I was about to comment on it, and I'm like, man, I'm not even giving this breath.
Yeah, you
well,
should.
It's the battle for bar show supremacy. It's like, you know, it's more important to some
and
people.
And one person's winning that battle hands down right now. So,
and it's like,
stop solving your problems like single mothers in fucking Woodbridge, man. Like, go out and write jokes. I don't want to hear nothing about any of this crap, man. Like, I'm not worried about bar shows. I'm worried about feeding myself with this and making a better joke.
That's right.
As long as you're concerned with that, nobody can say anything about you.
Yeah.
You see, Iggy Azalea is mad about the word Becky.
Iggy Azalea needs to not be mad about a single motherfucking thing ever in this life. Ever.
Because her real name is Amethyst. So
that's awesome. Why didn't she just keep her fucking name?
Because she's the realest.
She got the realest basketball player. Dumbass Swaggy P, you're a moron.
Who does he?
And she's like, I corrected Rebel on his back. I'm like, the tattoo is an awful tattoo, even if it was spelled correctly.
The tattoo artist.
You see that?
I did see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, God, I don't know why anybody listens to any of these fucking people. It's just because they're famous or something like that or have a public outlet. But it's like, man.
You can't even play the hit.
Is this her song?
The hit?
Yeah.
I never even knew this.
T.I. wrote it.
Listen to the lyrics.
First things first, I'm the realest.
Realest.
Drop this and let the whole world feel it.
Let them feel it.
Yeah. And I'm still realest Phyllis.
This woman, who is white, and doesn't talk like this.
She's Australian. No.
She's mad about the word Becky being directed at white girls because it's a little bit racist.
It's let me help you out with this, Iggy.
It's not racist. It's
100%. It's racist, but so who the fuck cares?
You know it's racist?
This?
Stealing a culture.
Yes, misappropriating a culture.
For profit.
Yeah. That's we're going to call you Amethyst Dolezal now on.
Well, she's on T.I.'s label, so it's not completely
because T.I. knows how to make money.
Yeah, that's
his white Eminem. I mean, that's his female Eminem.
I guarantee you, if he got more than three feet away from her, Tiny would fuck him up.
I saw her
if she
on,
could.
I saw her on Ellen, and Ellen was saying that, well, Eminem didn't get the half the. I'm like,
Eminem you could like, tell cares about the culture.
It's not even close to being the same.
You want to have a good dissertation on racism? Watch Eminem or Yella Wolf, who's on Eminem's label, talk about the use of the N-word. And it's like, that is a very good example about how you can be a part of a culture and still respect it without having to go outside of yourself.
Generalizing any race by calling them one stereotypic name for said race, I personally don't think it's very cool. The end.
I don't think you're cool, so we're the impact.
I don't think it's cool that you're up there cooning like you're a black girl and you're not. I don't think nobody could say that about Eminem.
They might have said that at first until they heard him rap. And
my response
like,
to every Iggy Azalea quote is literally me going, so?
Yeah. Like, why is it a quote?
So? It doesn't matter. It's a shrug. Like, she said something.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You know,
she's definitely good to look at.
She's not really in a position to really understand the thing she's talking about.
I watch all her videos on mute.
Oh, you like the way she looks?
Yeah.
Yeah. You would send her possibly a dick pic?
No, it has to be solicited. I'm not creepy.
All right. Well, all right. We got to wrap this up in a minute.
What if she had a Hotmail email address?
We're wrapping this up?
Yeah. I got to get going. We got to get the next one done.
Oh, yeah. All right. Listen, people. We're bringing this one home.
Quick check. Randall, not Randall. Elton, your abs, are they popping?
They close.
They
okay.
Ain't popping.
All right.
They will be. I disagree. They will be in June.
All right. I've got a month. All right.
They ain't popping.
You ain't no huddle for
come
real.
Come back on Thursday, people. We'll be here for you guys. Give me social media stuff quick. Herbie.
HerbieGill.com, at HerbieGill on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Yeah, my thing, everything, Mr. Elton Howard Jr.
Yeah, Mister. Y'all know where we're at, so come on with us.
Everything, respect it.
Hope you guys enjoyed today's podcast. As always, we enjoy bringing it to you. We enjoy having these guys sitting in with us. We'll be back for you guys on Thursday. Y'all come on back with us. You got any shows coming up?
I'm going to be in Charlotte May 6th and 7th. The following week, I'm going to be at Wiley's in Dayton. And then I'll be on Chris Milner's Specific Ignorant show here in D.C.
What's your topic? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't like PD asked me that today. I generally come unprepared so I could just write on the spot.
You got to pick a topic ahead of time, though, because they have to solicit questions.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll tell me about it. And I'm also doing the stand-up for pitch show with the Arlington Draft House with Rebecca Corey.
Oh, that's cool. Is that Saturday?
It's a Sunday.
Oh,
and it's sold
Sunday.
Out, so I don't know what I'm telling people.
I did
we're in
that
Charlotte.
Last year.
Where in Charlotte are you going to be at? Where in Charlotte?
It's the Highland Regional Park or something like that.
You're playing a campground?
No, it's where this new Bonkers is.
Oh, it's an actual comedy club.
Yeah, and I have Chris Milner featuring for me.
Ah, all right. So returning the favor.
Herbie
Oh, I didn't even think about that at the time, but I guess I...
yep.
Fair enough. Yeah, I'll be able to tell you what it is in just a second. You'll be...
I don't have anything big coming up. I'll have something in a couple of weeks I'll put up or talk about.
Hilton Executive Park.
Hilton Executive Park, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yes.
So you have not boycotted North Carolina.
I'm just gonna pee in whatever bathroom I want to anyway, man.
All right,
just if I gotta go, I gotta go.
Be outside the door.
All right, so y'all know what it is. Like I say, y'all come back on Monday. We'll be here for you guys. I think that's it. Let's wrap this one up. So we're getting on Thursday. I'm Randall Terrence.
I'm Andy Klein.
So then we got.
I'm still not Tim Miller. Herbie Gill.
And who else?
Elton Howard.
And we got four of you guys on plus one, which makes four. And we are out.
Oh, please let it rain today. This city's so filthy, like my mind in waves. Oh, was the time like a clean new taste, smiling eyes.